This is Dr. Olivero dictating for December 29th, 2022. The first patient is Edna Hargrove. The last name is H-A-R-G-R-O-V-E. This is a clinical case of a 82-year-old white female that is following the clinic because of the presence of CKD, period. This CKD that was initially 3A1. Has improved now to CKD2 with an estimated GFR of 53 mLs per minute. The patient has a very active urinary sediment in which it has positive for nitrates, leukocyte, stearase, and bacteria, as well as white blood cells. However, the patient is asymptomatic. The excretion of protein is a macroalbumin creatinine ratio of 44 with a protein creatinine ratio of 170 milligrams per gram of creatinine. In other words, the patient has been very stable. Number two, the main concern is the iron deficiency anemia. This patient has a very poor iron saturation, 4%. The iron binding capacity, 346. The ferritin is 15. And the patient has constipation. She doesn't remember when was the last colonoscopy, period. She says that she goes to the cancer center with Dr. Shah, S-H-A-H. I send a note for the upcoming appointment in January. It is absolutely necessary for this patient to have parenteral iron as soon as possible, and because of the presence of persistent constipation, I think that we ought to get a GI referral, Dr. Ferretti, F-E-R-R-E-T-T-I, period. Number three, arterial hypertension that is under control. Number four, asymptomatic bacteriuria. Following number, hyperlipidemia, that is very stable. We continue with the observation. The patient has a history of coronary artery disease, a status post-3 PCIs. The patient is followed by Dr. Parnas, and she is completely asymptomatic from chest pains. However, the patient has dyspnea upon exertion and tachycardia as well. This is anemia related. Follow a number. The patient has gastroesophageal reflux disease that will be evaluated by Dr. Ferretti. This patient is going to need a close follow-up. She doesn't go to a primary care physician. She doesn't even know if she has a primary care physician. And we have to make sure that she gets treatment as required. A paragraph, I invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, talking to the patient and showing what was going on and making her understand that all the tests that we ordered and the therapy that we ordered, as well as the consultation with the gastroenterology, must be done. And I spent 20 minutes of evaluating that with the patient, and in the documentation, 10 minutes.